Good to have you this morning. Thank you for being here. We'll be here. We know it's the summer months. We know people's got a lot going on. But I'm thankful that you're here and that you're faithful to come and be a part of what God is doing here. I want you to turn to the book of Hebrews today. Hebrews chapter 1, and we're going to look at some scriptures there. And I want to talk about when God seems silent. There's a lot of noise going on in the world today. That's pretty much all there is going on, is a lot of noise, we're so used to sound. When's the last time you come into your house? Maybe you're the only one there, and you come in after work or whatever. First thing you do is turn the TV on. You don't even look at it. You just go back and change clothes or whatever. But it's because we're used to sound. We're used to receiving something, hearing something. You know, they say silence is golden, and sometimes we don't get to know much about that golden silence because of so much going on. Well, that's good, and that's fine. But when it comes to God, sometimes we feel that He is silent. And that's one of the biggest lies that the enemy has ever told you, is that God don't care, God's not there, He's not listening to you, He's silent. God is never silent. And I started praying about that, thinking about that, and I said, Lord, guide and direct me. And so He led me to Hebrews, which really just, when I started reading it, I said, well, that's it. God's always saying something, but it's the way He says it. We get categorized by saying, well, it's got to be this or it's got to be that in order for God to speak to us. But God speaks in all different kind of ways. But understand this. He's always God. He's always in control. And He's always speaking. So when the enemy tells you, well, you must have done something wrong because God's left you. He don't even listen to you. There's no need for you to pray. He don't even hear your prayers. Well, I want you to be able to leave here today and say, well, that's a lie, devil, because my God hears me wherever I'm at. He said, though I be in the pit of hell, He said, I'm there. Jesus said, I'm there. So wherever you're at, God is there and He's speaking. So, I came to Hebrews, and Hebrews is a beautiful book that kind of connects Old Testament and New Testament together, kind of brings them all together. Because sometimes we think that the Old Testament is one thing and New Testament something else, but Jesus was here in the beginning. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit were here when God said, let there be, they were already here. How many of you know that? Amen. And so, Old Testament is pointing toward Jesus, and the New Testament is pointing back at Him, because that's what it's all about. So Jesus is here, always speaking in His time. So let me just read it to you. It said, God, chapter 1, verse 1, God, who at sundry times and divers manners, different ways. When I read that, I said, thank you, God, that you're an awesome God. Because sometimes you say, well, He's not speaking to me. He says right here, He speaks in a lot of different ways. In different ways. I want you to get that in your spirit. In times past, unto the fathers by the prophets, who hath last day spoken to us by His Son. You see that? God speaking through His prophets in the Old Testament. And now in the New Testament, He's speaking. God's speaking through His Son, Jesus. But God's always had a word. God always has a word for you, no matter what you're going through. We get discouraged sometimes because we feel like God has given up on us, but He has not given up on you. He is speaking. He that hath an ear, let him hear what God is saying. So he says here in the last days, he speaks to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Boy, that's powerful. The one that is speaking to you, not only has presence, but he's got power. You are always, I want you to get this. What does the word say? When I am weak, then I'm made strong. You know what it says? Wonder what that means. Then. The key word is then. Because God said, I'm never going to leave you nor forsaken you. And so when you feel that you are the weakest, that's when you're the strongest, because his power and his presence are with you. Well, I didn't feel strong. I didn't feel like I was going to make it. And you probably wouldn't have if it had been up to you. But see, there was an almighty hand picking you up and carrying you all the way. See, when you get Jesus, when you let Jesus in your life, he becomes an elder brother. He becomes a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He carries you through a lot of things. How many of you will testify this morning that you've been through a lot of stuff in your life you couldn't have gone through by yourself, but he brought you through it? That's what God is. He's so awesome. Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, that's talking about Jesus. Jesus, his glory means his presence. His image means that's who he is. When you see Jesus, you see God. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. That's what he said. And upholding all things, upholding all things by his word of his power. He's got a big hand and a big arm, and he holds you. Amen. And look what it says. When he had by himself purged our sins and sat down, this is good, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, get this, verse 4, being made so much better than the angels. Why? Why was he better than the angels? Because they couldn't do what he did. Angels can protect and be a messenger, but they couldn't deliver you from sins like he did. And he said, angels, as hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name. So what I want you to do is, when you're going through things in your life, I want you to begin to speak the name of Jesus. Because when you speak the name of Jesus, there's power in that name. So I want you to understand, as we begin this message today, God has spoken, God is speaking, and God will speak. One more point. God will have the last word. Amen. He will have the last word. He is a speaking and expressive God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. I want to break it down like this and just give you a couple things, and then we'll move on. But before I do that, I read in Matthew chapter 27, verse 14, somewhere there. 21 or 27, I can't exactly remember right now. But do you remember? It was 27. Thank you, Lord. It was 27. You remember when Jesus was standing before everybody and they were accusing him and telling him, you're this or that. And the Bible says, he spoke not a word. They were saying, you're not the Son of God. You're not this. You're not that. Here's the point. When he don't speak, he's still speaking. Amen? When he don't speak, he's still speaking. He didn't have to tell them, oh, yes, I am Son of God. Yes, I am the Messiah. Yes, I am. He didn't say a word. Not a word. And the Bible says they were upset because he did not answer them. Why? He didn't have to answer them because they had a more excellent name. Let's go on. A couple things I want to share with you. First of all, the name of Jesus declares the wisdom of God. When you feel like he's not speaking, when you feel like he's not there, when you feel like he's not listening to your prayers, you got to understand his silence is speaking. His presence speaks when His word don't. You got to understand, He don't leave you like people do. He don't run from you like people do. When you're in trouble, He's right there. Amen? Why? The number one thing I want you to understand, Jesus declares the wisdom of God. Verse 1 and 2. God, who at sundry times and different manners spake in times past unto the prophets. When you're going through things in your life, you got to understand this. That God's speaking to you. And God's speaking to your circumstances. Sometimes you feel overwhelmed. You know how it feels when you feel overwhelmed with the circumstance you got? I want you to understand that's when you call on the name of Jesus. And Lord, in your name, I need you now because I feel overwhelmed. And guess what? The wisdom of all generations come through the name of Jesus. God spoke in different times and different ways. Sundry times means different times and different ways. God doesn't have a certain way He has to speak. As you read the Old Testament, you see where God spoke in nature. He speaks in our conscience. He speaks in history. He speaks in law. God speaks all those ways. But God doesn't have a certain way He always does things. What you got to understand today is God may not do it the same way all the time. And I want you to get this. But He is God. Hallelujah. He is God. And Lord, last time I prayed, it just seemed like everything worked out. This time, God, it seems like you're a million miles away. He's still God, and He's still going to take care of your situation. Don't be overwhelmed by what you see or what you hear. Stand on what you know. Amen. I was reading from a writer. He said, Jesus is God's final word. Boy, that's good. And another one said, Jesus is God's full word. So when you feel like you're not getting anything, the best that you can have is with you. He's full of wisdom. And He knows what you need. You see, the devil loves when you're praying. You don't feel nothing. Come on. We don't feel nothing. Well, I guess I just. Is anything about your relationship with God based on feelings? Did Jesus said, you're going to feel good and you're going to know that I'm there? Is that what He said? No. Now, we like to feel good, but sometimes we don't feel good. The just shall live by feelings. Amen. That's what it says, isn't it? It don't say that? What does it say? Just shall live by what? Faith. And faith is, you can't figure it out. If you could figure it out, you wouldn't need faith. Let me tell you, if you can figure it out, you don't need God. If you can figure it out, you don't need faith. That's why we need it. Because we can't do any of the above. We can't figure out what we're going through right now. They're telling you, the job, people are losing jobs. Bank accounts are drifting away. We got all this identity theft and all this junk going on. You don't know what holds tomorrow, but you know who holds tomorrow. Amen. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm preaching y'all the word of God this morning because you need to know the word. Because you're going to get up in the morning and there's no telling how you're going to feel. Amen. Hallelujah, it's time to go to work. Amen. Monday morning. I love Monday morning. I love it. I just can't hardly wait to get there. It's Monday morning. I know y'all do that. I know y'all singing praise the Lord and all that. I know y'all doing all that. Now Fridays, let me tell you what Fridays are. Fridays are awesome. You want to know why? Because it's how we feel. It's the same work day. You do the same job 5 days a week. But on that last day, it's just something about it. You just feel good because you know. And see, that feelings are a part of our life. Amen. But when it comes to serving God, that lying devil enemy will come to you and say, well, you didn't pray enough yesterday, or you didn't do enough yesterday, or you did this, you didn't do that, so God ain't listening to you. That's a lie. God is. Disciples asked him one time, that he told them to go and get a donkey and get some supplies and stuff like that. Well, who do we tell them sent us? I feel this in my spirit this morning. He said, tell them, I am sent you. When you're going through something in your life right now, you know what? Everything you need is surrounded with who he is. And he is, I am. If you need a deliverer, he is. If you need a healer, he is. If you need mental breakthrough, he is. He is. I am. Glory to God. That's his wisdom. Do you comprehend this morning that all the wisdom of heaven is yours? Do you think Solomon was smart just by himself? You think he was just an A student? You know, he just didn't have to study like all the rest of us. He just got, no, what did he pray for? God, I need wisdom. God, I need some wisdom. And sometimes when we're going through stuff, we've done all we know to do. That's half our problem, half my problems. Let me put it that way. Is I've done all I think I know to do. And the whole time God's saying, if you get out of the way, I'll take care of this. Wisdom. So next time the devil tells you, you're not good enough, you're not holy enough, you don't walk on water enough, you don't do all of that, you tell him, devil, you're a liar, get thee behind me, because I am trusting in God. Amen. In God we trust. That's on our money. That's in the nation today. I'm telling you what. And God's the reason America's still strong today. Amen. The second thing, real quick. The name of Jesus demonstrated the works. Not only the wisdom of God, but he demonstrated the works of God. Amen. Jesus is the reason for creation. He created this world. And you think about the star. I like to study science. It just intrigues me. Biology, science, all those things like that really intrigue me. But especially when we get talking about the world, the farthest, our nearest star is about 4.5 years, light years away. Time travels at 186,000 miles per second, and it can go around the world 7 times in a second. That's a long ways. Now God created all that. Is that awesome? God created all that. He made the world. So when you call on the name of Jesus, not only do you have his wisdom, but you've got his works. You've got his power. There's nothing that God can't do. And the second thing he does, he rules the universe. I was thinking about that this past week. I was praying and I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I'm learning about your character. And when it seems like the world is out of control, you are always in control. Amen? Instead of letting that news in the afternoon scare you to death, cut that junk off and fall on your knees somewhere and say, Lord, I'm dealing with some fear now. I don't know about my Social Security. I don't know about my future. I don't know about anything. But God, I understand that you made the universe, and God, I know you rule the universe. You're in control. Amen. You're in control. And the last thing, he redeems us. He redeems creation. He bought us back. I like what it says here. Let me read that to you. Verse 3, who being in the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, upholds all things by his word of his power. He's the ruler of this universe. When he had by himself purged our sins, covered our sins, redeemed our sins, Let me tell you something. We take this communion every Sunday to remind us, and I hope it reminds you, we're covered by the blood. Amen? We are covered by the blood. Now, what does that mean? That means when the devil's lying to you about your past, he's lying to you about your shortcomings. And I want to tell you, every single person in here has got issues and got a problem. Every one of us has got something we got to deal with. Amen. We all do. But when we put all that in perspective, the blood of Jesus covers that. Is that awesome or what? Is that awesome or what?
Amen.
Amen. Y'all better say it. I ain't gonna stop. Amen. Keep here at 12:30. Amen. Mess y'all up. But I thank you. Because sometimes the devil can make you feel so dirty. He can make you feel so unworthy. He can make you feel so far away from God. He can make you feel, who in the world do you think you are? You tucking around that Bible and all, who do you think you are? I know who you are. I said, hold, devil. Hold. I know who you are. You're a fallen angel. You're a has-been. You tried to make it and couldn't. You are under my feet. God has given me authority because He rules the world. And He said, with all authority I have. So devil, let me tell you something. Your lies about me, you're tearing me down. You tear my self-image down continually. You're always telling me I'm inadequate. I know more about my job than anybody, but every day you tell me I don't know anything. I want to tell you something today. Get thee behind me, you lying devil, because I am a child of the King and I belong to Him and He belongs to me. And by the way, He's right here. Do you want to deal with it? And you know what He'll do? He'll hightail it out of there because He don't want to deal with it no more. Amen. The last thing I want to talk about, I talked about Jesus this morning, His works. I want to tell you this morning, He's here for us. The last thing I want to say this is that we worship Him as God because He is God. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We worship Him because of His name. In the name of Jesus, we worship You, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and when You speak that name, every one of us are dealing with things today, but when You speak that name, He surrounds you with His power. He surrounds you with His omnipotence. He surrounds you with everything you need. And He's the reason that you're going to come through it. There's an old song by a group I think Lanny Wolf Trio. Now there, that's an old group. I bet you remember one of those. Lanny Wolf Trio. He's Lord. They sung a song a long time ago, He's Lord. And I remember as a young believer coming up, He's Lord. Why am I overwhelmed with all this stuff? He is Lord. And He's over everything. And if I can have enough faith to believe, that's the issue right there. I got to believe that He's Lord. He's brought us this far. Ever how old you are? Guess what? He's brought you every step of the way. And guess what? He ain't going to let go of you. Even when it's time for me to go and you to go, guess what? He loves us enough. There's another old song, when you cross that chilly Jordan. You ever heard that song? You ever remember that song? When we cross that chilly Jordan, guess who's going to be with us? He's going to be with us. God's real. I said last week, wrestling is real. God's real. Amen. And He's really God. He's really Lord. And He's master of all. So, in closing, when the enemy comes in, say, God's not listening to you. Stop it. He has to listen to me because He's God. He won't turn me away. I want you to stand to your feet this morning. And I want you to take the hand of the woman beside of you. I just feel led to do it this way. Now, I want y'all to understand this altar is always open. Anytime you need it, it's here. Sometimes people don't want to come, but that's okay. God's right there where you are too. Whatever you're facing in your life right now, I want you to turn it over to Him. And I want you to understand you are somebody this morning in God. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Word today. We thank You, Lord, for Your wisdom. We thank You, Lord, for Your works. We thank You, Lord, for the worship. We thank You, Lord, that the veil's been ripped in two and we can enter into Your presence. Lord, I pray today that You will touch the lives of every individual here today and help them believe in themselves and believe that God is for them. As all heads are bowed and no one looking around, I want you to understand today, I feel, you know, I don't do this, but if I feel led to do it, I do it. But I want you to understand you are somebody in God. And if you're not sure about that, if you've never asked the Lord to come into your heart, then I want you to understand we're here to pray with you. Or let's say you have asked the Lord to come in your heart times ago and you've just gone through some hard times and you just don't feel like He's there anymore. We want to help pray with you. Now, I'm not going to embarrass you in any way. We'll not go to you. Nobody will know it's you. But if you're here and say, will you pray for me? I want you just to lift your hand right now. Say, pray for me. Thank God for those hands. Thank God for those hands. He's Lord and He's Master. He's King of all. Is any more? Hands are going up. We thank You, Lord, for these hands. Now, by You raising Your hand this morning, You're showing God, Lord, I need You today. Now, Lord, I'm not perfect by no means, and I got a lot of things going on. But I just heard this morning that Your name is above every name. Your name is above what I'm going through. And though the devil tries to tell me that my life is washed up, he is a liar. And today, God, I want You to have my life. I want You to have my life. This altar is open right now. If you want to come and pray, we'll pray with you. But if you don't, you can pray right there where you are. You can pray right there where you are. This altar is open. Okay, here's what I want to do. Everybody in here, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Lord, I need You today. I can't do this no more. By myself. I need You more every day. And I've heard from Your word today that Jesus is Lord. I recognize You as Lord. And I turn my life over to You. Take my life this morning, God. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my failures. And most of all, forgive me for not talking to You about it, Lord. And Lord, I ask You this day to come into my heart and make me the believer that I need to be. Or Lord, I've been believing for You a long time. Help me, Lord, to be stronger in my belief. Father, we pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know what's so beautiful about this, that prayer? You don't have to shake a preacher's hand. You just got to believe it in your heart. If you confess with your sins and believe it in your heart, and there's been times I've had to do that, and I thank God that He don't just throw us away, but He gives me mercy every day, and He says, you might need to think about that, and as I think about that, I say, Lord, I was wrong, forgive me. He says, forgive me. You see, Jesus is Lord over your heart. The blood of Jesus that we celebrate every Sunday morning covers you and makes you worthy for Him to love you and care about you and be a part of His kingdom. I hope you prayed that prayer today. I hope you asked Him to come into your heart. And if you're just really remember this, He's the greatest friend you'll ever have. Remember this, a good friend will sit down and talk to you and listen to you and not judge you, right? Now, a real good friend will tell you what you need, right? But they'll still love you. Jesus is a better friend than that. God bless you. Go this week. Go in power. Invite somebody to come back to church with you next Sunday. God bless you. Thank y'all.